Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Monday, the 23rd of November, 2020. I am Steve, Leon Cian Essex. We got on tonight's show Simon Dugan from, where do you live?
Ascot, Steve, you know that.
Ascot, lovely, right, okay. No Colin tonight, he's too busy, but his boy's doing very, very well. Look him up, Chris McKee, doing brilliant, knocking in the goals for Rangers reserves, and he got in the Northern Ireland under-21 squad, so he is one for the future. Signed him up already for the podcast. Anyway, let's get into it. Man City at home. Thoughts, Simon?
Well, it was fantastic, wasn't it? It was. I think we went into it thinking we might get a result, and I think we come out of it getting exactly what we thought we were going to get, which was a 2-0 victory. I thought every player was superb, and I thought we deserved everything we put into it. Don't you?
Every player. Sure.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, who wasn't then? We're not going to get into the players yet, are we? But who wasn't?
No, I thought they all played great. Someone pointed out that the goal that they scored was from the Lloris punch. Why does he keep doing those punches?
I think maybe he's not confident of catching at the moment. So he's thinking just punch and clear his lines. But, you know, he's been very good, Lloris, this season, hasn't he? He looks different. He looks very different.
I think he
trusts his defence, which is probably why he's looking better.
Yeah, we got a result against City, like the last two times we played them. Obviously at home, such a similar game,
yeah.
And obviously away at theirs, where they you know played much better than us, but we got the result. I mean, I've been saying it for years, and you get in trouble for saying things like this, but it's a case that when you play, they play teams that, you know, all right, player for player, are they better than us? Yes, I guess so. On paper, maybe not, if you go, you know, through the team player for player, but as a team, City obviously have had 10 years of building and with world-class players and success and everything. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they are better. And when you play better teams, in previous years, you know, I'm talking the last 40 years, we've got to try to go toe-to-toe. There've been great games. We've been beaten sometimes. They've been beaten sometimes. But I think with you know, not just Mourinho, but the last time we played them with Poch as well, away, you just go, look, they're better than us. So what we're going to do is we're going to play like when teams play against Spurs, like a West Brom or a Wolves, or maybe not Wolves, but, you know, other teams that aren't as good. They boot the ball away. They defend for their lives. And, you know, sometimes they nick a result. And that's what we've done against City. So we've just played sort of what the way that we've seen other teams play against us. And we've got the result. Is that what's happened there, Si?
Well, I think so. But I also think you've got to remember the last 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years, we've definitely had it on City, haven't we? You know, I remember we beat him at home 4-1, didn't we? 4 or 5 years ago. And then away, we've beat them a couple of times. And you know, last season, we beat them home. In the Cup, we beat them. They're definitely a team out of the top four teams. They're definitely a team that we always seem to get the better of, or we get a decent draw out of, don't we? I think we like playing against City. I think we always do well against them. Whether they have that in their heads that, oh, it's Tottenham, you know, they always seem to up their game against us. I don't think we upped our game. I just think we played well as a team, didn't we? I think, you know, each game we play, we look better and better. And I just think as a team performance goes, and we'll talk about them individually, but at no point during that game did I think we were going to lose. That was the big thing for me.
I think City's strategy, if you watch them against most teams, is they try and get round the back.
Yes.
Particularly with their fullbacks. They get round the back, they pull it back because they haven't got the big centre forward, and they haven't had, you know, since I suppose Dzeko left. They try and get round the back and pull it back, and that is their game plan. But we obviously defended really, really deeply. And every time they crossed the ball or the ball went into the box, we were just clearing it. And like I say, it is something that, you know, I say bring it on. You know, that hoofing the ball clear. Did you watch Arsenal yesterday against Leeds?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they just did it for the entire game. Arsenal did it because when you know, they're not as good a side as Leeds, and they knew that. And they were just hoofing it clear. And actually, that was a decent point for them. And I was gutted at the end of that game because Leeds are so much better than Arsenal. But Arsenal, all they did the whole entire game was just hoofing it clear. And, you know, it's funny that Arteta's got these tactics and it works against the bigger sides, you know, for them to fluke the cup wins and stuff.
But you know what I found interesting, Steve? The biggest thing for me watching yesterday is that everyone said, oh, Spurs are going to be boring under Mourinho. You're watching boring football. Well, first of all, I didn't find that boring at all against City at all. I thought it was the way we set up was great. I think, secondly, how he plays against teams compared to Poch is that Poch had one way and it was his way, and that's how we played. Mourinho plays a different way against different teams. So tactically, he does set up a team to go, first of all, not to lose, and then to go and win. And I don't think it's boring. You know, I remember when Mourinho was appointed, everyone's going, oh, you're going to watch boring football. Do you think it's boring? I didn't find one part of that game.
Plenty of boring games we watch with Poch.
Exactly.
Plenty of boring games. Cardiff at home, I can remember being 1-0 up with a Dyer goal at Wembley. Yeah. And the rest of the game being awful. I say, you know, you can talk about the different tactics under Mourinho with this City result, but we did the same when we went up there and drew 2-2. They battered us, but we got the result, and that was through you know basically being really, really good at defending.
And I
think someone like Eric Dyer, who's obviously getting the plaudits, you know, he wants to defend now. He wants to be a defender. So winning those headers, and you know, a couple of weeks ago we talked about Doherty. I know he didn't play at the weekend, but I think I did him a bit of disservice because I watched not the whole game, but I watched the highlights back of was it the West Brom game, and actually the number of headers that he was winning and the tackles that he was putting in, and I wonder if Mourinho's just gone, look, and he almost hints at this, the fact that, look, you know, it's we're not challenging for the title this year, you know, don't stop saying that because I'm looking at this in a long term period. And what a good manager does is he starts from the back and he starts, right, first thing we need to do is sort the defence out. This is how you defend. Because attacking takes care of itself, particularly when you've got good attacking players. So you go, right, the first thing we do is we start with the defence. And he said, right, guys, defend that ball with your lives. He might have even shown them John Terry videos and just said, look at the way John Terry throws himself in front of the ball. That's what you got to do.
Well, he's won the most duels. Eric Dyer's won the most duels in the Premier League. Or the most headers, sorry. He's won the most headers so far this season, Eric Dyer.
Yeah.
He's you're right. The back four, just, it looks like a unit, doesn't it? It looks like they know exactly what they're doing. And I wasn't worried about Serge Aurier playing on Saturday at all. Yes, he's got a mistake. And he did make one mistake in the second half, but he quickly got back in position. You know, he got straight back into position. He held his hand up. And actually, Serge Aurier's getting better. So, yeah, I think overall, really impressed. Impressed.
Well, look, Serge Aurier played a great game, and everyone's saying how good he is now. But we'll see over the next couple of days. I don't know if he might have to play Thursday, might he? Yeah. Because I don't know if Doherty is ready. After the COVID thing.
Can I just say one thing?
So it'll probably be Aurier. Yeah, go on.
Go on. So one thing that was interesting is this whole thing about stats. Now, you know, this whole thing about the stats. Saturday, they had 70% possession, 20-odd shots. Everything was in their favour. Everything. Yeah, at the end of it, we won 2-0. And you think, well, come on. You know, is it all about the stats? They ran more than us. Like everything was in their favour apart from the two goals, which is crazy.
Well, exactly. How many times have we seen that against
it's
us?
It's not about possession.
But we bleat on about it, don't we? We, you know, over the last 15 years, however long me and Cole have been doing this podcast, you know, the number of times that we have better stats than the opposition, you know, 20% possession for them, but we have 25 shots. They have three shots and we've lost 1-0 or it's been 1-1 or whatever, you know, banging down the door, playing like Man City did. But you know, no end product or goalkeepers playing a blinder. Not that Lloris had much to do in the end, really. Not exactly have amazing shots to save. But just going back to Aurier, you know, just got to be careful there because he had a great game, but he can't let it go to his head. And that's the trouble with Aurier. Is it going to go to his head? And the next couple of games he plays, is he going to you know, let us down again with a silly decision. I really hope not, because as I've said, I don't care who plays at right back, whether it's Doherty or Aurier. You know, if anything, when we bought Doherty, I thought, great, let's see Aurier keep his position now, because the important thing is not that the new signing plays every game and is the saviour. In many ways, the new signing kicks the other guy up the backside, and because we know that Aurier can play, you know, unlike someone like Danny Rose, who we sign a new left back and he goes, oh, you know, I don't like this. What Danny Rose should have done was have gone, right, okay, well, look, I know I'm better than Davis. I might not be as good as this new lad, but you know what, if I commit, then I'm sure I can be second choice, you know, and then maybe work myself in, you know, and if this Reguilon gets an injury, then I'll be the choice. But no, he's got the attitude problem and therefore he's out. What's going on with Dele Alli and going forward? Because he's had 2 weeks to impress Mourinho and he doesn't even make the subs bench. Doesn't that tell you something?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, you can't see Dele Alli getting in the team. Like, where would he get in the team? First of all, he wouldn't, would he? He wouldn't get in that side. Harry Kane's now playing, they call it a 9.5. So he's playing in a 10 and a 9, which is where Dele Alli... So you can see why Mourinho doesn't pick him. I think, secondly, I think he just doesn't think he puts enough in on the training sessions. I watched some Spurs TV stuff the other day, and Dele Alli looked awful. Like, he looked awful. He looked disinterested. Maybe they've had the chat and said, look, you know what? You've either got to work harder and you'll get back in, or we'll just get to January and, you know, wherever Poch goes, Man United or PSG, you know, you can go off there. But it's very strange that he loved Dele Alli at the beginning. Dele Alli was scoring goals for him. Now he doesn't even get near the squad. And we had no Lamella, and he still doesn't get in the squad.
Exactly. Well, think of it this way. You know, there's a spot open for him because Bergwijn is okay. We like him. He's fine. Yeah. But he's got 2 weeks to work with Mourinho. Yeah. Now, you know, us as fans, we've only seen the performances on the pitch, right? So we look at those two players and we'd have all chosen Bergwijn, definitely, right?
Yeah.
Bergwijn, which my son calls him. But if you're on the training pitch for the last 2 weeks, which Mourinho has been, with Bergwijn and with Dele Alli, and in the games they're playing, in the sprints they're doing, in the training they're doing, in conversations, you know... What Mourinho would have looked at is the attitude of the two lads, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's not like us. He's not going, well, on past performance of the last five or six games, Bergwijn's been better, so I'm going to pick him. No, he would have been looking at it in training. You know, has Dele Alli gone up to Mourinho and gone, listen, I've had a real think about it. I'm cutting all my alcohol out. I'm eating really healthily. I've had to think about it and I'm really, really going to put a shift in and, you know, watch this and go out and run around and be brilliant. You know, I don't know how they do these trainings. You know, do they have little five-a-sides and stuff? You know, and that's your time to shine. Go and be brilliant. And then Mourinho goes, Dele Alli is just a fantastic player and he has to pick him. No, I reckon... He does his tricks and flicks. He's the joker of the pack.
Yeah.
He's asking stupid questions. They're playing that cricket game or whatever, which you know he thinks is great. But as Bergwijn puts his head down, you know, quiet chap. You know, little words with Mourinho, like you know, morning gaffer or whatever they call him. You know, charming, nice lad. And that's why he's been getting chosen, because of his attitude.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anything else.
No, it's purely attitude, and it's very probably similar to Ozil at Arsenal. All the fans love him and think he's, well, not all the fans, but they like him. And yes, Ozil would make a difference, but he just doesn't train hard enough, and his attitude's wrong. And Dele Alli's the same. The issue with Dele Alli is why he hasn't gone up to Mourinho and say, look, what do I need to do to get in the side? What do you need me to do to get in the side? Because he clearly hasn't done that. He's got the Euros coming up next year that he's nowhere near the England team. He's been taken over by Grealish, by Mount, you know, by all these players. And it just shows that, you know, that he's just not up for the fight at the moment. What we must remember is he's a brilliant player for us. For 4 years, he was brilliant. So we don't want to write him off. And I don't want him to go. But when you hear the players talk now, they're very much around, well, Jose knows how to win things. The manager knows how to win things. He's teaching us how to win things. And you don't know if Dele Alli fits into that, do you? I don't know. I don't know if he's built and mentally in that way at the moment. We don't know. There might be more to it. The other one as well was a bit like that is Sanchez. He's completely fallen out of love with Sanchez, isn't he, at the back?
Has Sanchez?
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, or is that again the case of the two centre backs are playing great? Rodon's the sub. You can't have a load of centre backs. With that one, I wonder if it's just a case of that there is only a spot. Yeah. Because you think where's the spot for Sanchez? I don't think there is a spot for Sanchez because you can only pick one centre-back because of all the other players. Yeah. And Davis can cover a centre-back, so you pick him.
Yeah.
So I think you do go with that.
Rodon, who obviously likes.
Whereas with the Dele Alli, you know, a fit Dele Alli plays in that front three if Bale's unavailable or if Moura's, not on top of his game, then you know there's like I say the spot is available for him but at the you know it's between because Son and Kane, and then the other spot is Bale once he's fully fit. Failing that, you've got Moura or Bergwijn. Similar, Moura edges it just for me, but Bergwijn played really well against City. I didn't think it was fantastic, but he did a job. You know, there's a difference between doing a job, being half decent, and being fantastic, which we know that Dele Alli can be. And you just think, you know, a fully fit, brilliant Dele Alli, coming off and Bale going on, or Bale, you know, on 70 minutes coming off and Alli coming on. The Dele Alli that we know coming on, fantastic, rather than a Moura coming on, and you're thinking, okay, yeah, he might do it, he might not, you never know. So,
but I think there's
a spot for there. All I'm saying is there's a spot for him. There is a spot for him. But obviously his attitude isn't good enough. You know, is he going to play on Thursday? Will he even make the squad? I'd be amazed actually. If he doesn't, because he's already said, Mourinho's already said he's gonna take it. I don't like the phrase "take it seriously" because I think that there isn't a football match that any manager doesn't take seriously. If anybody didn't take a game seriously in the last 10 years, then I'd say that it was Mourinho against Norwich last year. I don't think you can criticise. People do criticise Pochettino for not taking cups seriously. But name me a game where he didn't. I thought we lost, cup. We're getting into something else here.
But I also just finally on the Dele Alli one, what's also interesting is that I don't want him to get back in the team because people are injured. I want him to get back into the team because he's been training well and he's gone, look, I have to play you. But he's not even getting in the team when we've got injuries. You've got to remember, he likes Lamella. He'd take Lamella over Dele anytime. So, you know, and Winks, who's another one Winks is another one who's on the edge, isn't he, a little bit. He's gone backwards, but then, you know, Pierre's coming and he's getting better every game as well. Just quickly on this, I tell you who else I thought was great was Toby Alderweireld. I thought he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Best game of the season, wasn't he?
Ah, fantastic. And let's so hope good. He's not injured for too long. But, you know, he's our best centre-back. When he gets injured, we've got Rodon to come in who people rave about.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we've got cover. I was going to say Liverpool, you know, they lose their best defender and they haven't got cover, but then they go and win 3-0 at the weekend and it's like, oh Christ, hang on a minute. They have got squad depth, yeah, after all.
You would rather lose your two centre backs than your two strikers, wouldn't you? Like we did last year. You'd rather lose centre backs over strikers, most definitely.
Yeah. I mean, they lose the two. I mean, Jota's obviously come in and been terrific.
Anyway.
Right. So coming up, we've got this Ludogorets game. I mean, I want to see a load of changes, and you know, I don't want to see Kane anywhere near the side or Son. No. You know, those two can take a break, definitely. Centre backs maybe don't need to take a break. Maybe play Rodon and Dier because they're going to be the two that play against Chelsea and get them, you know, used to playing with each other.
Play them for 60 minutes, maybe.
Well, yeah. Or can we bring Sanchez? I think he's due to have a baby. I think that's coming up.
Tanganga,
another one. Yeah, let's get him. I think we just have to play these guys. Have a look what's happening. Chelsea are playing Tuesday, aren't they?
Yeah.
So.
But this is our biggest test.
They'll have plenty of time to recover. And I'll tell you what,
isn't it? This is our big test.
I think Chelsea look good. I really do. I think they look really, really good. And. Yeah. We could be in trouble if we, you know, I don't know, give them too much respect, don't give them enough respect. I don't know what it is, but I think we play the same way, don't we? We defend with our lives. Yeah. We stick the big guys, you know, Sissoko getting stuck in, you know, not a very good football player, but I wouldn't want to play against him. You know, Holbier again, I don't want him anywhere near the team on Thursday.
No. Keep him fresh. He was great. I think Mourinho will be. I think when we played Chelsea last time, he didn't have all the players he wanted, did he? Whereas now he's got the players he wants. So let's see how he goes about it. But you're right. I don't think he'll go there not wanting to lose. That's how he'll be. I said to Louis the other day. I said I'll take a draw. He said, "Don't be stupid. He said we're going to go there and win." So I don't know. Would we take a draw?
Only because law of averages says that are you going to beat City, Chelsea, and Arsenal,
and then Liverpool?
I'd even take a loss if it meant beating Arsenal.
Would you? What, you'd rather lose to Chelsea than beat Arsenal?
Of course. Right. You've got to beat Arsenal, especially with the way they are at the moment. I mean, I listen to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to.
Thank you.
And I mean, just they're a joy this week. Absolute joy. The funniest thing, and we've said it before on here, the disbelief in their voices. Well, they can't believe that actually Xhaka's not very good. Oh, and actually Pepe's not very good. And actually their defence isn't that good. And it's great. It's so funny.
Is there disbelief in how bad they are or how good we are?
No. Well, that's the other thing. They still continue to laugh at Spurs.
Right.
And this is the big thing that we talked about. Me and Cole talked about this several years ago when Spurs used to get and you used to say, stop worrying about Arsenal. Don't worry about what Arsenal are doing. We need to worry about ourselves. And that was entirely the wrong attitude, because what actually we had to do was we had to look at Arsenal and we had to say, listen, what's happening with Arsenal is for 15, 16, 17 years on the trot, they've finished in the top four. Yeah. You know, they have finished in the top four, usually fourth, and we've finished below them. And what we need to do is focus on Arsenal and get above them. Because you get above Arsenal, you get into fourth. Yeah. And everyone's going, oh, stop worrying about Arsenal. So, well, and I said to Cole once, I said, all right, well, let's focus on the team in fourth then. We need to beat them. And Cole was like, yeah, let's beat the team in fourth. Who's in fourth? Oh, it's Arsenal. So that's the thing. Well, the thing that they now need to do is they need to focus on us and go, hang on a minute, that team down the road who were rubbish have now overtaken us. No, not in trophies won, no, but in terms of league and happiness, if you like, through the season.
Yeah.
I mean, for the last 5 years, I've been relatively happy, as have you. Arsenal fans have been absolutely fuming and angry. It's been so much fun to watch the AFTV and all that. and then they go and fluke a cup somehow. I don't know how, but then start of the season, it's all back to doom and gloom again. And what I'm saying is they still are laughing at us, and long may it continue, because the longer they think that they're better than us still, North of London is red and all that rubbish, they won't improve. As soon as they go, actually,
yeah,
like we did, we went, listen, there's only one team we need to get above here, and that's Arsenal. And we really focused on that. And last 4 years, we finished above them. And it looks as if we're going to do that again.
But speaking to an Arsenal fan today, for me, they were, their comeback at the very end of it was, well, we won a cup in April, in May. We won a cup. You know, regardless of anything, that was there. That was the end. But we won a cup.
I think it's a great point. And you have to concede that. You have to go, yeah, you're right. Are you happy?
As bad as we are, we won a cup, mate.
So you're happy then, are you?
Yeah.
No. You're happy with Arteta? No. So is it about trophies? Oh, yeah, because we got one and you didn't.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah. Okay. So that's the big thing. I always say that, though. Like, the last 20 years, we've won true trophies.
Yeah.
All right. But the entire, those two seasons were dreadful.
Yeah.
The George Graham season, awful.
God, they were awful.
Awful. Absolutely awful. But we won a trophy.
Yeah.
And then the season, so we'd started terrible. Joel got the sack. Ramos came in. We won the cup. Then we were awful for the rest of the season. Awful at the, everyone left. Awful at the start of next season. Ramos went and Redknapp came in. And again, four years we had Redknapp, 3 or 4 years. Brilliant football, great to watch, winning in AC Milan, great games, didn't win anything, but fantastic football and happy every week.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one, isn't it? Because
it's difficult, you know, yeah. But can I just want to say one thing about Mourinho, because I've noticed a little bit of a difference in Mourinho now compared to when he was first at Spurs, the first two or three months.
Yeah,
he was a bit doom and gloom, wasn't he? I thought, oh God, we haven't got that Mourinho, have we? We haven't got the Man United Mourinho, who's constantly at the press, and he wasn't. And I thought, oh, we don't want that. Look at him now. I know we're winning games and we're top of the league, but he's a very different. He definitely looks more relaxed, doesn't he? In our environment, in our team, well, he looks like he's enjoying it.
He's saying all the right things, and do you know what was very clever? Little subtle things that. Maybe I notice, other people notice. He drops in a little. Sterling will play then. Aguero will play. Sterling will play.
Yeah.
He didn't play. Do you think Pep thought, actually, no? Yeah. You think he'll play? Do you?
Completely.
Well, I'll keep him on the bench then. Completely, isn't it? He's completely done it there with the mind games.
But what people like Poch was too nice. He would never do any of that stuff. He would never do any of that stuff, would he? Because he was too nice. Well, you know what? I loved him and I loved every bit of football he done. But now we've got someone who, you know, and he'll do the same with Lampard and Chelsea, won't he? Come Thursday, Friday, he'll be saying things just to stir it up.
Yeah.
Think
about something like also that West Ham game. Yeah. So the West Ham game, we tried to play. We kept playing. And you know, obviously Mourinho at the end of the game goes, right, guys, you've lost 3-0 with 3 goals in the last 10 minutes. That's never happening again. And this is why. This is what you do.
Yeah.
You fall on the ball. You boot it away.
Yeah.
You give away little free kicks.
Yeah.
You keep the ball out of play. You do. And the last 3 or 4 games, you've seen all that going on. Running up to the ref. Arguing. Keep, you know, making sure.
Højbjerg's the best at that, doesn't he? But he gives free kicks away higher up now. He doesn't do them on the edge of our box.
Yeah.
And also, I was amazed at the work rate of Son and Kane and Bergwijn. When they showed analysis, I mean, they work their socks off. But they look like they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. And they're still getting goals and they're still the top scorers.
Still getting girls.
Getting the girls. but I like Mourinho. I like what he's doing. I think, it'd be really interesting how we get on with Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Yeah,
you know, they're great games, aren't they?
Yeah.
Games to look forward to now.
I desperately want to beat Arsenal. But saying that, you know, if we beat Chelsea, it'll be fantastic.
We have to beat one of them.
Well,
at least. We have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see how we get on. We'll see how we go. It's sort of funny, isn't it? Would you take two draws, no. which is only 2 points,
no.
or a loss and a win?
Yeah, of course you wouldn't take two draws. You wouldn't take 2 points from six. You'd take 3 points.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You take a win.
No, but what I'm saying is, would you take two draws, or would you take a win against Chelsea and a loss at home to Arsenal?
Probably.
So you get more points, yeah. But you have to endure. You have to endure those Arsenal fans going.
Yeah, but you've got to remember. Uh-huh.
Even though we're 7 points ahead of them, they'll be laughing, going, ha ha.
Yeah, but I've got more Chelsea fans over this side of London, so right. I have the Chelsea. So I'd rather beat Chelsea. Where do you rather beat Arsenal?
Yeah,
but yeah. We have to beat one of them. That's the fact.
All right.
You can have Arsenal.
Who we got? Ludogorets, and then who else we got?
Ludogorets and then Chelsea on the Sunday.
And then Antwerp and then Chelsea and then Arsenal, yeah?
Which will be the Saturday game.
No, Sunday. It'll be Sunday because we've got to play Thursday. But it's not been decided when it is yet.
And just very quickly then, Steve, are you back in ticket wise? What's the deal? You know, if the fans are back in, how do you think they'll work that?
Well, no idea. I've seen today that only 4,000 fans. I mean, I don't know why that's okay, there's a tiny bit of celebration, but I don't know why everyone's going like crazy about it. I'm happy, I suppose, because I can go to Southend, which will be good because that's just down the road.
They're bottom of the league.
Oh, it's terrible, but it's going to a football match, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, go with the boy, we got on the bus and do it proper old school. I don't know if you can have a beer in there, probably not, but, you know, at least gets you out of the house.
Yeah.
Going to Spurs, yeah, fantastic if we can go. Couldn't give a monkey. Great.
Yeah, but how will they pick the 4,000? Do they
exactly?
Do they pick the top people that have paid the most, or do they move the stadium? Well, I mean, why?
I think they should. Yeah.
There you go. But it's good though. It's good to have people back, don't you think? Really good to have people back.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the most stupid thing was they play the Burnley away game where they filled the lounges at Spurs, but you can't then go out and watch it outside.
Yeah.
So you can watch it inside or watch it in a pub, but you can't actually sit in your seat in the stadium in the fresh air. But there you go. I mean, that's
will we be different when fans come back? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Will we be different?
Right. Anything else?
No, I think we've done it all. I think we onwards and upwards, don't you? And do you know what is quite funny? Liverpool fans keep saying to me, "Oh yeah, we're joint top." Well, actually, we're not joint top. We're top.
Yeah.
We're top of the league. Stop saying you're joint top. Yeah. Okay. We're top of the league, aren't we? So let's just clear that one up.
We're top of the league for a week, and then we'll see what happens after that. But it's good fun. All right, mate.
Good stuff.
See you later.
See you later.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.